There is a positive reaction and a negative reaction. The positive reaction is that it is the first time, to my knowledge, that a company is convicted criminally for a corruption offense in France. That is a positive aspect, and also the fact that Safran is one of the important elements of the defense industry in France. So that is the positive element. The negative element is that, as far as I understand, the penalties imposed are quite low. It would not be a deterrent for the company or any other company in the future, given the magnitude of the contracts that they expect to sign.
Because this contract was worth 170 million euros.
Yes.
And €500,000 is really a drop in the ocean.
Yes, it doesn't affect very much the profit margin of Safran.
A report from the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development in July said that French authorities lacked the resources to fight possible corruption in big export contracts. Has that changed? Does this case make any difference? Or what needs to be done?
This case, as I said at the beginning, the change is that up to now, the convictions had not been for significant transactions like this one, and no corporation had been convicted. So this is an improvement in the game. Now, it doesn't change the fact that the means to fight corruption at the level that they should be. The special unit, la brigade de répression de la corruption, has not reached the right level of staff that was supposed to hire. They were supposed to hire 20, and presently, 6 or 7 years later, only at 14, you see. They lack the right connections to really do a good job. The other source of discomfort is the lack of independence of the prosecutors. The prosecutors take their instructions from the Ministry of Justice so that they have a lack of independence to determine which facts, which violations should be sued and which should not.
Safran has said it will appeal against this judgment. Do you think they're likely to win such an appeal?
I would think that this is only a delaying tactic and that a court of appeal usually would confirm, if not aggravate, the conviction.